Hello, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works. I'm here today with Light Opera Works Artistic Director, Rudy Hogenmiller, who will be directing and choreographing the new Light Opera Works production of The Fantastics. Over the last few years, you've been consistently mentioning The Fantastics as one of your dream projects, and this year we're finally going to bring that dream to reality. You have a little different vision, a grander vision of The Fantastics. Can you tell us a little about that and how you came to that?
It wasn't something, honestly, that I created, but I did have the great fortune to be cast in the 30th anniversary tour of the show that was directed by the authors, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. It's a very small show, a very intimate show that has played worldwide. But they had a bigger dream of the show, how it could be expanded and enjoyed in a bigger way. And so this 30th anniversary tour was going to be that, was going to be a bigger version. Traditionally, like the show that ran in for over 30 years in New York, there was no sets to speak of. It was a very small room.
Platforms, and that's about it.
A platform, low ceilings, no sets of any kind. So they had a show that they envisioned with more instrumentation. It was originally written just with piano and harp. Real set, more costumes, more props, but the story is the same. It's still a wonderful, intimate story, just presented in a bigger fashion. They knew, of course, it was going to be playing major theaters around the country, and it had a star. Robert Goulet was the star playing El Gallo. So, of course, for all of that to happen and to be financially successful, it needed to play in bigger venues. So that was part of it as well. So I had the opportunity to do that tour and experience that feeling of the show, and I thought it was wonderful. And I know the difference because after that tour was over, a year or so later, I was also fortunate enough to do a tour of The Fantastics again with Tom and Harvey, this time Tom playing the old actor and Harvey at the piano, this time only with piano and harp, and this time a smaller version in Japan, but not as small as the Sullivan Street version. It still had a little more production values to it. Long story short, I've had the great fortune of doing this show with the authors in a small, beautiful version and a very large, beautiful version. I know what the show is like in a big venue, and I think it will be beautiful, and I think the addition of the orchestra to the show is wonderful and brings so much color and nuance to it. There's more staging, the costumes are a little more elaborate, the sets are more elaborate as well. The show is done in a very theatrical, simplistic way, and we're going to keep that flavor Con Auditorium, but just the theatrics are going to be bigger, bigger theatrics, more theatrics.
For all its 1,000 seats, Con Auditorium has a very intimate feel. I feel like when you see a show in Con, you don't feel far from the stage. You don't feel removed from the performers at all.
Not at all.
It's a big stage, but it doesn't necessarily feel like a huge theater.
No. Actually, when we were touring with Goulet, many of the theaters we played around the country were theaters like Con Auditorium, old Broadway-style houses. But once in a while, I think it was in Boston, we played a place called the Wang.
Wang Center, yeah.
Yes, and I think it seats like 4,000 to 5,000. Now, that was really strange. That was maybe not such a good idea.
Yes.
But you know, it was Robert Goulet. We had to sell a lot of tickets.
You've really had a chance to steep yourself in The Fantastics, to really get to know it inside and out in a variety of venues, working side by side with its writers, Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt.
The tour, that big version, did never play the Chicago market. So that's why I think this will be great. I think people in Chicago should see this show and this version.
I know you've recently finished casting the show. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, it's going to be a lot of new faces on the stage. There's going to be a lot of new faces in the whole season, actually. We do have Jim Harms coming back to play the old actor. And it's funny, Jim did the show in the 70s in Chicago as a young man playing an old man. And he won the Jeff Award for that part. Now he's going to be playing the old actor, and he really is an old man now. I don't think Jim would deny that. So now he's the right age for Henry, the old actor.
So we'll have some new faces, at least one wonderful old face in this Fantastics. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Thank you very much. That was Rudy Hogenmiller, Light Opera Works Artistic Director and the director and choreographer of our upcoming production of The Fantastics. Evanston's Con Auditorium, June 6th through the 14th. We hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.
Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green.